昨天聊了一下张雪啊。
Yesterday we talked about Zhang Xu.
其实主要是在聊这个教育，或者聊我们自己。
Actually, it's mainly about discussing education or discussing ourselves.
每一个人如何面对自己啊
？How does everyone face themselves?
然后呢
？Then,
就有一个人在底下评论。
There was a comment from someone below.
他说：“那你说张雪是吧？”
He said that you said Zhang Xu is right.
理想驱动人生是吧
？Do you want to drive your life?
热爱驱动人生。
Driven by passion.
你非常的欣赏。
You are very appreciative.
那你自己呢？是吧
？And you?
你怎么不辞职啊
？Why don't you quit?
你怎么不去追求梦想啊
？How can you not pursue your dreams?
你虚伪，傻不拉几的，是一。
You are so fake and stupid.
看就是个脑子不好用的，考虑问题就是。
One, this is a matter of thinking too much.
是非左即右，非黑即白，啊极。
It's either black or white, not left or right.
断得一塌糊涂，但。
Terrible.
但是呢，他脑子不好用归。
But he has a bad brain.
脑子不好用，我。
The brain is not good.
自己还是反思了一下啊。
I also reflected on myself.
就我也发现的确啊是有措辞不严谨的地方。并
I also found that there are indeed some vague terms.
并且还有一些啊未尽的一些言论。
And there are also some unfinished statements.
还是想再说一下啊。
I still want to say something.
所以今天就再录一期。啊，的的确确啊。
So I'm definitely going to record another episode today.
我昨天说张雪她是一个理想驱动人生。
He said yesterday that Zhang Xu is an ideal-driven person.
热爱驱动人生。
Passion drives life.
但是啊，理想和热爱它还不是一样的东西。
But ideal and love are not the same thing.
就理想主义者，他是要追求要有结果的。
Idealists are those who pursue results.
他要么就成
，He either succeeds，
要么就败，是吧
？Either lose or win，
他是这么一个东西。
He is such a thing。
但是热爱的人，他不追求。
But the person I love doesn't pursue me。
结果，他只追求我在干这个事儿。
As a result, he only pursues me to do this.
像张雪
，like Zhang Xu，
他就是一个典型的这种例子嘛。
He is a typical example.
那他自己就说我热爱机车。
He himself said that he loves cars.
所以他年轻的时候他就想去骑当骑手啊。
So he wanted to be a jockey when he was young.
年纪大了当不了了是吧？
Are you saying that I'm too old to do it?
他就去造。
He went to build a car.
车，哎，造车的过程当中。
And during the process of building the car.
他的客户和别人发生了矛盾。
His clients and others had a conflict.
他跳出来，我他妈要和你约架，是吧？
He jumped out and threatened to fight with me, didn't he?
你欺负我客户。
You bully my brother's house.
他觉得只要和这个东西有关系的啊。
He thought that anything related to this thing was fine.
他都和他有关系。
He is related to him.
他都想参与。
He wanted to participate.
所以搞到最后，售后他也干什么
？So in the end, the after-sales service also did it right.
打手他也干。一塌糊涂。
He also messed things up.
所以有些家长他就说，他说我的孩子喜欢一个东西。
So some parents say that my child likes something.
热爱一个东西，是吧
？That's what I mean.
那么他这个以后怎么找工作
？So how will he find a job in the future?
任何一个东西的
anything
后面都有一个产业链。
There is a chain behind it.
只要他热爱这件事情
As long as he loves this thing.
总有一个工作是适合他的
There is always a job that suits him.
你不用担心、啊、
You don't need to worry.
那这是一个啊
This is a
另外一个你找到自己热爱所在
Another thing you can do is to find what you love.
他才能够挖掘出他的各种可能性。目标主义者
He is able to uncover his various possibilities, goal-oriented.
理想主义者他是不一样的、啊、
Idealists are different.
我要当大师
I want to be a master.
我要颠覆美术史
I want to subvert art history.
他如果带着这种使命
If he carries this mission,
带着这种理想去做
To pursue such ideals
一旦达不成
Once it's not possible
那他崩了
He was stunned
他就懵了
He was stunned
我怎么办呢
What should I do
是吧、
Then yet
他就要么就抄啊什么
He's either going to copy it or
要么就偷啊
Either steal
就搞这些下三滥的东西就出来了
These are just low-level tricks.
但是热爱主义的人他不会干这种事儿，是吧
So, people who are passionate about something won't do things like that, right?
啊，我想当大师。
I want to be a great teacher.
当不了大师怎么办
What to do if you can't become a master?
我就当老师。
I'll be a teacher.
当不了老师怎么办
What?To do if I can't be a teacher.
我就当巫师是吧
I'm going to be a wizard, right?
总而言之
In conclusion,
他就在各个方面挖掘自己的可能性
He is exploring his potential in various aspects.
还搞不好
It's still possible.
他还真的挖掘出了一个新鲜玩意出来
He actually unearthed a new thing.
找到了自己擅长的那个东西、
I found what I'm good at.
这也未可知。
This is also unknown.
并且热爱主义者
And those who are passionate about it.
他很容易达到自己的上限。
He easily reaches his limit.
因为他在不断的去找，不断的去挖。
Because he kept digging and digging.
一旦他找到适合自己的那个方向
Once he finds the right direction,
他就会不断的拼命的去往那边走。
He would constantly try to go that way.
因为热爱会让一个人不怕吃苦。
Because of love, a person will not be afraid of hardship.
他觉得苦都不叫苦。
He felt that he didn't even feel the pain.
你看以前那圆明园的那些画家是吧？
Do you mean the painters who painted the old summer palace?
一个个穷得像他妈狗屎一样。
They are all poor like dog shit.
真的叫吃糠咽菜。
Really, it's like eating coarse grains and weeds.
但你看，再看他们。
But look at them again.
他们自己觉得苦吗
？Do they feel bitter?
他也觉得苦，但。
He also felt pain.
那还是觉得自己拽的二五八万一样是。
But he still felt like he was the most awesome guy in the world.
把他觉得自己那个丁丁大的。
He was a big, strong, and independent man.
我靠。
Damn it.
那可以在北京城的上面都可以把云给遮住了。
That can cover the clouds above Beijing.
他牛逼啊。
He's awesome.
他觉得自己，他一点不觉得。
He felt that he didn't feel anything at all. Oh,
你比我有钱。
You have more money than me.
你就牛逼不
？Are you awesome?
你在这种人面前，你别谈牛逼啊
！You shouldn't be too arrogant in front of such people.
他不羡慕你。
He doesn't envy you.
因为他热爱他自己的事儿，他。
Because he loves his own business.
自己搞得、哎、非常的开心。
He was very happy.
当然了
Of course.
艺术圈里面也有一些装逼犯啊。
There are also some pretentious people in the art circle.
也多得不得了。
That's too much.
这个是个事实。
This is also a fact.
但是也有很多的真正热爱的人。
But there are also many people who truly love it.
我们在美术室里面就可以找到。
We can find it in the art room.
比方说伦勃朗就是这样的嘛。
For example, Brunon is like this.
那都已经破产了。
That's already bankrupt.
妻离子散，那各种乱七八糟的灾难都在他面前。
He was surrounded by chaos and disaster.
但是他还是在坚持。
But he still insisted.
他会放弃吗？他。
But he gave up.
他不放弃。他。
He didn't give up.
他也不回头。
He didn't turn back.
为什么？因。
Why?
因为他就是热爱。热爱可以让一个人吃得万种苦。
Because he loves himself so much that he can eat alone.
哎。
Oh?
这就是一个典型的。
This is a typical.
也是一个特点。
This is also a characteristic.
并且热爱可以让人更快乐。
And love can make people happier.
有的人说啊。
Some people say that.
不要让自己的爱好变成职业。
Don't let your hobby become your profession.
注意，爱好。
Pay attention to your hobbies.
还不叫热爱。
It's not called loving it anymore.
只是你的一个把玩件，热爱你是要投入进去的。
Just treat it as a toy. If you love it, you should invest in it.
你是觉得这个东西太快乐了。
You think this thing is too happy.
所以我的观点是热爱。
Therefore, my point is love.
一定要让它变成你的职业。
Make it your career.
要让你的热爱成为你的生活的一部分。
Make your passion a part of your life.
那么这要推出我的啊，舔狗理论啊。
So, this is my theory about the dog-licking phenomenon.
有些人在追女孩的时候，是吧？
Some people are trying to get a girlfriend, right?
追不着，他就啊，我的这个感情失败了。
If I can't catch up with him, then my love will fail.
这个没意思啊。
This is boring.
如何如何
？How to do?
哎
，Oh,
你看，这叫理想型的。
I think this is ideal.
他有目标。
There are goals.
舔狗就不一样了。
The losers are different.
舔狗的快乐你们不懂的，是吧
？The happiness of a loser you wouldn't understand.
舔狗就是我只要能和我喜欢的这个女神在一块儿，我。
A loser is someone who wants to be with me, and I don't care.
我就觉得开心，是吧？追。
I feel happy, right?
追得着，那快乐加倍；追不着。
It's not clear what fast and double means.
他们生了别人的人妻不要紧。
They gave birth to someone else's wife. It doesn't matter.
我看着他能和他讲话。
I watched him talking to him.
能和他做朋友。
Can be friends with him.
我也很快乐。
I'm happy too.
哪怕朋友都做不着，是吧？
Even if you're afraid of them not being able to do it,
我只能在朋友圈里看到他的动态。
I can only see his updates on my friend's circle.
我也觉得快乐。
I feel happy.
所以啊，我们人一辈子。
So we humans.
如果我们永远和自己热爱的事情相伴。
If we always stick to what we love.
相当于。我们在和自己的女神相伴。
It's like being with my goddess.